Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
And we're going to talk about today why people don't admit when they make a mistake.
Yes.
They don't admit to their mistakes. Maddening.
It is maddening, especially...
Especially if you're the one they made the mistake with. It's really difficult to
deal
with.
Or if you made the mistake together and one will admit and the other won't.
Yeah, It's a really tough one to be, well, to work with somebody like that and also to live with somebody like that.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't touch that.
Let's keep it in the workplace.
Let's just keep it in the office. So what goes on? Why are they so unwilling to admit to their mistakes? Because the truth is when you admit immediately, people go, oh, okay, and then they move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The quicker, the better.
Yeah. Well, you found a really interesting article that describes some of the reasons, and I think we should hear each of those. But I will say that I find that there are two, if we're talking about personalities, you mm-hmm. know, personality categories, there are the people who will be overly owning of mistakes. You know, those are people that say, excuse me, when they bump into a wall.
That like, I'm sorry all the time.
I'm sorry, yes. And I'm sorry, that was a big mistake. Or that was they'll even own the mistake of someone else because that's how they're set.
Well, that's kind of weak. I think when you're, you know, so quick to take ownership of everything that goes wrong.
I'm talking about characterological settings.
Mm-hmm.
It may appear weak. That for that individual, the challenge is not taking ownership if they haven't done something wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then we have the other end of the spectrum, and those are the people who cannot, even if you say you wrote this and it's 100% incorrect, they will say, I didn't write that. Even
wow.
if it has their mm-hmm. handwriting.
Yeah.
And that's another end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Those individuals tend to be more narcissistic. They cannot actually tolerate the idea that they made a mistake.
And then I think most of us live in this zone where at work, you don't want to appear stupid.
Yes.
So making a mistake, a lot of us think, you know... First of all, you can't figure out why you even made that mistake sometimes. Sometimes I make mistakes that I can't believe I made that mistake. Like, how did that happen? So sometimes, you know, you may have a boss that has no tolerance for mistakes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we've worked with individuals like that, right, Kathy?
Right.
Business owners who cannot accept mistakes.
Right, so that's a tough environment because everybody makes mistakes. So
yeah.
You don't want to feel stupid. I understand that one. And that happens a lot at work.
Yeah.
But I also think we're taught in school that mistakes are bad. You know, like the teacher will say, who knows the answer to this? And if you're wrong, they go, wrong. You know, who else knows here? And you really feel small.
Uh-huh. Yes,
and
you're right.
And dumb. When right. actually when the person says the right answer, you go, oh, yeah, that is right. Like if you had maybe had some more coaching, you could have had the right answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think we also have a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah.
When you get into the workplace.
That's a really good point. I think what happens for a lot of people in those situations is what they experienced was being shamed
right.
when they made a mistake.
Right.
So instead of thinking I did something wrong when I make a mistake, they think there's something wrong with me when
right.
I make a mistake. So then they want to hide any mistakes that are made. Mm-hmm. That feels
shameful. Oh, and that really gets you in trouble.
It sure does.
Yeah. I mean, my policy always, well, of course, I have my own business, but it's always to just own it.
Own
the
mistakes.
Mistake as soon as it happens and move on. Because everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you're not making mistakes, you're not really busy.
Mm-hmm. Or alive.
I was just going to say, human.
That's the other option.
That's how you can tell who's a robot or not in your office.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But it's a tough one for people.
Yeah.
It really gets in the way. Because I think... At work, it's, you know, it's profit-oriented, and
yeah.
things are moving at a clip sometimes, and a mistake occurs, and then the finger gets pointed at the wrong person because the real person doesn't want to own it, and it can really be a problem at work. The first thing this article says is our brain doesn't want us to make mistakes.
Yeah, we don't cognitively like being wrong.
Oh, so it's a condition. It's the human condition.
Yeah, that it doesn't match our personal identity. Our identity wants us to think we're wonderful. We don't make mistakes. So when you do something wrong, the brain starts to have a little, you know, conversation.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. You shouldn't have done that. You don't do that. You don't do that. We don't do that. You know, we don't do the wrong thing.
Interesting.
So
there's a perfectionist thing in the brain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For many, 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 many people.
But isn't what we learn that what's right and wrong, isn't that societal?
Is that too?
Yes, there is that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that
does
you
that
could
factor
say,
into environment, factor into what's right and what's wrong?
It does, Logan. But what's interesting about that is that you can then develop a perfectionistic internal moral voice, right? And that voice may not be able to accept when you do something wrong.
So it's
a really good point that we can be in conflict with ourselves when we're trying to be some pure, perfect, morally correct individual.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of people do that. Then they deny what the problem is and act out. And as you say, Kathy, eventually you get found out and then that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone else takes the blame. You know, the kind of person that really annoys me is the one who apologizes a lot but doesn't learn.
Yes.
Doesn't learn from their mistakes. That's the kind of person, you know, they're just chronic, I screwed up, yeah. And then they screw up again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I mean, and the whole idea is not, you know, we're not asking people to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
But you got to learn from your mistakes and minimize how many you make because there's a payoff to every mistake you make.
Right.
But making mistakes in general are not if you are a surgeon, maybe, or a pilot, like there's not that many professions really
that don't have room for mistakes.
Exactly.
So if we're talking about this and we're encouraging people to admit their mistakes, is that what we're encouraging?
I think so. I think we want people to own it.
And what if you know you have one of those bosses who really doesn't like errors of any kind?
Well, you got to find another boss. I mean, that's just, you can't work for someone who, that person has their own issue with mistakes. And I'm sure that person makes mistakes. And what happens then? They're fine.
Yeah.
You know, those people are very, very difficult to work for.
They are.
Or if you do work for someone like that, figure out the mistake as soon as you can, correct it.
Right.
And then when you inform that person, say a mistake was made, it was corrected.
Right. So when you introduce the problem, you also have the solution.
It's been taken care of.
Yeah. I think that's a very good technique.
But when we think about all the mistakes that we've made, and we've made plenty, I mean, they're all repairable. What? They're not that difficult. Right? They're not. I can't
not
think
for
of
us personally. But
yeah.
I'm sure there might be big mistakes elsewhere. Left.
Well, I think that mistakes become irreparable when they are not admitted to, and so then
they go too far.
They go for a long time, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's the idea of admitting it and handling it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know, just own that you're human and correct it. And not get so angry at people when they make mistakes. We have a high tolerance for mistakes here. That's just our culture. That's because I, you know, have done a lot of work on this, and I don't think it's that big a deal.
Yeah,
when people make mistakes.
So what do we do when you have an employer or you have a coworker who just won't admit to their mistakes?
Right.
How do you handle that without screaming and?
Well, there's a very good question because then to me, we're talking about someone very often who characterologically cannot admit. Do you know?
Right.
And I think in some instances you have to let it go. Because you're not going to, certainly if it's your employer and you're trying to get them to admit the mistake they made, you're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to talk about one very specific thing, which is if you work with someone who's unable to admit their own mistakes.
And we all know those people.
It's very frustrating, extremely frustrating. And not only that, but they're in deflecting, they may make you the person who made the mistake or blame it always on someone else. So they never right. are able to take responsibility for their behavior. Mm-hmm. And you can get caught up in trying to render justice with this kind of person. Mm-hmm. I mean, chances are if you work with someone or for someone like this, you've tried 20 different ways to point out what actually did happen or to right. get them to take ownership, and it never works.
Right.
So going back to our unhooking, what I would say is in unhooking, you have to realize, like, this person is set up in a way that they're not going to give you what you want here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, we hate to say this too, just accept that that's not part of who they are.
It's so hard to do that.
It's very hard to do that. But there really are people who, I keep saying the word characterologically, by design, internal design, cannot tolerate owning their behavior. Mm-hmm. So you have to hope that the business or company that you work in is also set up in such a way that individuals will be held accountable,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to get that individual to fess up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, children are like that.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
So what happens? They just don't grow up?
Right. Well, very often that individual, like if it's their top salesperson, or it's very often it might be a top producer of one kind or another, or could be a leader in various settings. You know, that individual, they could be someone who produces a lot in one way or another, and so there's a certain protection around them.
I mean, do you think they really don't know, or they just won't admit it?
I think that they cannot tolerate it. Like, I've seen individuals like this where you say, what you said X, Y, and Z, you know, you said this thing, and they will, you'll see their eyes blink,
uh-huh.
and then they'll say, no, I didn't. Even if you played the recording of their voice saying that thing.
And they would say it never happened?
It never happened. That must be someone else. That uh-huh. must have been a clip from another time.
Uh-huh.
You misunderstood the context of what I was saying.
Interesting.
I only said that because you said this.
I cut those people out of my life. That's very hard to deal with people like that.
It is. And that's why I think it's important for us to just bring up that they do exist.
Mm-hmm.
So the self-management for you is to understand if you feel like you're banging your head against the wall with certain individuals in terms of getting them to own the mistakes they make or the times when they are wrong, you may have to get to the point of realizing they can't do it.
They can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you decide what your next step is. But you have to get to that acceptance.
Are they just too fragile?
Yes, they actually are. Even though those individuals often appear to be very arrogant, overly self-confident,
mm-hmm.
they think a lot of themselves on the outside. Internally, they are fragile and they can't. That's the unable to tolerate. When we're talking about the brain, their brains literally cannot handle the dissonance of I'm fabulous and everyone should love me, and I made a mistake.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's hard to believe that that exists, but I agree with you, it does.
Yeah.
And when we find them in the workplace, it's very difficult.
It is.
Yeah. It would be great for companies to just adapt a culture of acceptance
uh-huh.
that mistakes happen.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And then I think people would be more likely to handle them quickly.
Yeah. Well,
it's laugh at them and then do what they need to do to correct it.
I was going
to
say, I think it's when you're talking about culture, corporate cultures, you could even talk about as a society, whether we are mistake tolerant, you know? And I think that the striving for perfectionism is very strong. Period.
Yeah. Well,
so we could start a revolution. Let's start a mistake revolution.
And how does that look? Point out each other's mistakes.
We say we welcome mistakes. Actually, the best way to make mistakes more tolerable is to own your own and to own them as if they're not mortal sins.
Well, to be mm-hmm. the example.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of owning it.
Yeah, and the sooner the better. I think that's the key to it, is as soon as you see it, you realize it. Own it. Or if somebody catches you in it, say, oh, wow, yeah. thank you for letting me know. I'll correct that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the less you make of it, the less others will make of it.
Right. And then you may have to manage your internal reaction. If you're someone who, when a mistake is pointed out, you feel shame,
mm-hmm.
you just have to learn to manage that this isn't about you being a horrible person. It's just that there's an error.
Right.
You aren't a mistake. A mistake has been made.
Right. That's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
So let's end this on that note. And, you know, we would love to hear the mistakes you made.
Yeah, and the ones you've been able to own or not own.
Fess up.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.